as was announced last week when the press release came out, Representative Cleaver's office announced that $1 million had been approved to come out of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development, and that will go for the demolition and abatement of the former Fitzgibbon Hospital, so of course the old hospital as we all know it. And that will be for the project known as the Brunswick, which will turn into 56 affordable housing units for families. It still has to go through final approval by the House and then to the Senate, so it's not a done deal,